The Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Vavam and Bet. So where the Mishnah lays out a number of principles. Komakom shish kiddushin ve'ein avira. So if you have a case where you can be miyatzer, you can create kiddushin. It's possible to create kiddushin, and there's nothing wrong with the kiddushin that you're creating. I mean, it's a normal marriage, right? Havlad oleich achar hazachar. Then the child always goes after the father, right? The male in the relationship. Ve'ezu. So what's an example like this? Zu kohenet would be avisraelit. Shinasu the kohen levi v'israel. Right. So in all these instances, if the father is a kohen, right, no matter who he marries, the child will be a kohen. Right. Same thing with the levi. Same thing with Israel. So that's the straightforward marriage. Now more complicated. B'chol makom sheyesh kiddushin is a case where you're able to generate kiddushin v'yesh aveira. But even though you're able to generate kiddushin, it's an inappropriate marriage. There's something wrong with such a marriage. Then the child is measured or determined by the person who is the problem in the marriage. So it's an example of this. Zu amana the kohen gadol. Right, this is an amana to kohen gadol. Grusha chalut to the kohen. Hedjiot. So mamzeret v'netinal Israel, bat Israel mamzer l'nati. So over these, all these cases, one party, right, has no pagum or no gam associated with them. The other party is problematic. Meaning that Amana the Kohen Gadol, there's nothing wrong with the Amana. The problem is that the Kohen Gadol now married an Amana, right? And that's what generates the issue. Again, same thing with Chalutza and Grusha to a Kohen Gadol. You have a Mamzer and a Netina Yisrael. Again, the Yisrael, there's nothing wrong. The problem is that the Mamzer is a Netina. Same thing with Yisrael and Mamzer Netin. So all of these are Yisrael Lab. Since they're Yisrael Lab, Kedushin are Toksin. The Kedushin work. The problem is now you have Kedushin at work, but you have a problem. Then whoever the problem is, whatever the problem is going to generate the yichus for the child. So in a case where you have a Yisrael marries a mamzeret, then the child will be a mamzer because the mamzeret is the problematic party in the marriage. If you can't forge kedushin at all, right? There's an instance, chuvei kares, chuvei mitzvah beisdin, you can't create kedushin at all. But she's able to create kiddushin somewhere else. Meaning that the inability to create kiddushin is not inherently because of her, but rather because of the relationship that they're in right now. Avlad mamzer. All those cases, the avlad is mamzer. These are basically all your arayot. Right? If there's the woman doesn't have kiddushin, not because it's unique to the relationship that she's talking about, but she's unable to forge kiddushin with anyone. Right then, avlad kemota, avlad like her. Obviously, what's the case of that? Is this avlad shivcha v'nachrit? Right, it has to do with the fact that the woman's either a non-Jew or a shivcha kananit. In those instances, she has no connection with anybody. And over there, it's what we generally have the principle, but the child goes after the woman in that instance. Okay, now, Gemara says, is this principle so strong? So Gemara says, koma kom sheish kiddushin, right, it's the first principle that Gemara lays out is that when you have kiddushin and there's no aveira, that the black goes after the zachar. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Kolohu. Is this really a principle? The Chol Makom Sheish Kedushin Ve'Ein Aveira Black Holeich Achar Zachar. All right, I'll give you an example where it doesn't work. All right, Shenat Ger Shenat Na Mamzeret. Convert that married the Mamzeret, the Yesh Kedushin, Yat Kedushin, the Ein Aveira, and there's no Aveira, and that's because of the principle that really the Mamzer is not allowed about the Lo Yavo B'Kal Hashem. So you have to be classified as part of Kal Hashem in order not to have or to have an Easter to marry a mamzer. So over here, the ger or kahal gerim is not considered kahal, right? That the group of gerim is not considered kahal. So there is no restriction from a ger marrying a mamzer or a mamzeret. So here you have a ger who marries a mamzeret. The esh kiddushin ve'ena ve'rav v'lad olech kachar bagum. And over here, this offspring is going to be a mamzer, like the woman, not after the male who was a ger over here. The Danya ger shenasa mamzeret havlav mamzeret ibe Rabbi Yossi. Right, that a ger that married a mamzeret, the vlad goes after the woman and is a mamzer. Even though here we have kiddushin working, no problem with having kiddushin or no problem getting married here because kahal gerim lo yikre kahal, and therefore it's a perfectly good marriage. And yet we're going after the woman or the pasul shaven. So that goes against the principle, right, that we established in the Mishnah. So Amalei misvarad. Matnita Rabbi Yossi, who says Rabbi Yossi is the author of our Mishnah. We have the alternative, which is Matnita and Rabbi Yehudahi. The Mishnah could be offered by Rabbi Yehuda. Damar ger lo yisra mamzer. Rabbi Yehuda is of the belief that a ger, that kahal gerim, ikrei kahal, that the group of gerim is called kahal, and therefore they'd be under the restriction of lo yisra mamzer b'kal Hashem. If that's the case, that it's not a marriage where we have kiddushin and no avera. It's actually a marriage where we have kiddushin and an avera. In that case, we said in the Mishnah, if you have a kiddushin and an avera, you go after the pagum shebehem. And over here, we're going after the pagum shebehem. So it'll work out fine. So now the Gemara goes, all right, so you solved that problem. Now what about the other? V'yesh kiddushin, v'yesh avera, v'lado lechakar pagum. So therefore, if you have Rabbi Yehuda be the author of that, of our Mishnah, then it's a case of kiddushin and avera, and you go after the pagum, it works out fine. The Gemara says, v'nitnei. To say that explicitly. I mean, that why isn't that included as a list of items that's there? Where it says, Tana koma kom b'seifa latuye. That's exactly why it says koma kom in the seifa. Gives you koma kom as an inclusive term, and that inclusive term comes to include this principle that Rabbi Yehuda had, that the ger marries a mamzeret, that the lad goes after the pagum, and the child will be a mamzer. So that's koma kom of the seifa includes this case. Vibay seima. It's another solution. This olam Rabbi Yosi. Truthfully, the mission is Rabbi Yosi. Ritana Ezezu, the Me'ute. In the ratio of the Mishnah, we have two statements. We have a statement of Komakom, which lays out the principle. And then the Mishnah gives examples and says, the Ezezu. What are examples of this principle? The Gemara says, now this Ezezu is the Me'ute, meaning that these are the only examples and no other examples. The Gemara says, the Ezezu, the Me'ute. The Ezezu, Betugo. Is it really true that these are the sole examples of cases where, in the first case of our Mishnah, I mean, in the first principle in our Mishnah, we have Kiddushin, no Aveira, you go after the male, is that really true, that it's limited to the list that we gave in our Mishnah, which is Kohen Levi Yisrael, and Kohenet Leviyah, and Israeli? Bahrei, we have another case, Chlau, Shinata Bat Yisrael. Right, if you have a Chlau that marries, right, there's a Kohen Chlau that marries a regular Israeli, the Yesh Kiddushin, Vein Aveira. A Israeli is permitted to marry a Chlau, there's nothing wrong with that, and their kiddushin are tofsin, and yet the blood goes after the male over here that becomes a halal. I mean that a halal kohen that marries the Israelis, the child born from that marriage is also a halal, like the kohen halal. So why is that not an example that could be put in the first piece right in the Mishnah because it goes after the zachar? So halokasha, the Gemara says, this is an answer we just saw before, right, a couple of days ago. Right, very good. Rabbi Tzaiben, Rabbi Yehuda, Tzvirling, right, that it holds like Rabbi Star, Rabbi Tzaiben, Rabbi Yehuda, Tzvirling is pointing out, who says that the mikvah Israel is mikvah Tahorah. Bat Yisrael is mikvah Tahorah lechalal. That means that when a chalal, Kohen Chalal marries a Jewess, right, a Israeli, a regular Israeli, that the child born from that, not a male child, but a female child born from that will be because we said again that there has to be right a parallel between the daughter and the mother, and he believes that there's no problem for the daughter, no problem for the mother, and they're both not considered chalalim. So that's Rabbi Tustai's position, which we're going to get to in the Mishnah. All these are coming up further on.
What was the question here?
Well, you wanted to suggest that the Ibai Tema is that Rabbi Yosi is the author of our Mishnah, and that the cases that are enumerated in the Reisha those are the only cases where it'll work and nowhere else, which would be like Rabbi Yossi. I mean, Rabbi Yossi says that even though I have a case of Kiddushin, no Aveira, and yet we go after the Pagum Shebehem. So Rashi says, so the Gemara says, well, that's not going to be included because we limited the cases in our mission. The principle that we laid out in the Reisha is enumerated in all the cases that are there, and there are no other cases. So that would help. Because then you have Rabbi Yossi saying there's a case that has Kiddushin, no Aveira, and yet it doesn't follow our principle. Rashi says that's exactly right. The Mishnah laid out exactly what follows the principle that's in the Mishnah. And that's what the Ezezu comes to exclude. Then the Gemara says, well, is the Ezezu so exclusive that there are no other cases that you can grade it? I have a case of Chlal and Bat Yisrael, where you have a Kiddushin, no Aveira, and we're going after the male. So that should be an example that you can place here in the Mishnah. And yet we're saying Ezezu is limited to the three cases or six people that we mentioned there. So Mar says, no, because this is like Rabbi Dustai. Rabbi Dustai says, that says that there is no psul here, that we don't get, we go after the female, basically, right? We go after the female, that there is no cloud here, and therefore it doesn't conform to the principle that we have in the Mishnah, because it's going after the Bat Yisrael and not after the Kohen Chalal. So even though there's Kiddushin, no Aveira, but there's also no following the Zachar, so it's not in the principle, it's not within the It's not within the context of what we mentioned in the Mishnah.
And the child is a Yisrael. And daughter, then
yeah, it's only if it's a daughter. Right. If it's a male, he begins a Kohen Kalal, Zachar. It goes after Zachar.
So you can only going to be the
yeah, according to what you said, a male is a Kohen Kalal, but a female is
a Kohen
Kalal.
She can marry a Kohen. Now, the Gemara says, Vahari Yisrael Shenasa Kalalo. What are you going to do with the fact that you have Yisrael that marries a Kalalo? The Yesh Kedushin, the Ein Aveira, the Havlad Ole Kakar Zakar. And there you have Yisrael that marries a Kalalo. Right? And therefore, what are you going to have? The child follows the father. And the child is fine. She can marry a Kohen. If he has a daughter, she can marry a Kohen. Where it says, that's exactly what the kol makom and the ratio comes to include in extra case like that. Yisrael that marries a chololo, you get a zakar after it. So why not explicitly say that? Why, in the example that you're giving, why is this marriage? Right? He says it's impossible to write this in the ratio. Why? Right? You're going to put chololo as part of the list. That's not true. It only works when she marries, right, a Yisrael or a Levi, not if she marries a Kohen. If she marries a Kohen, then you do have a problem. So that doesn't work. Right? Kohen, Kohen, Michazio. Is it Ra'uya? No. So the Mar says, therefore we have the principle. In the Mishnah, we have a principle of Kol Makom to include this additional case. Right? So now the Mar says, Va'ika the Rabba Bar Barchano. We have the case of Rabba Barchano. Da'amah, Rabba Barchano, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzri Sheni, Shinata Mitzri Rishonah. This is a Mitzri Rishona is a woman who converted. She's a Mitzri that converted. Mitzri Sheni is a child of a Mitzri that converted. Right? But now Shlushi Havi. The child becomes a third generation Mitzri, which is permitted to join the Tal Hashem. So over here you have Mitzri. The male is a Sheni. The Mitzri is a Rishona. And the child is going after the father's side. So over here you have a marriage that is Kedushin or Tosin, no Aveira. They're allowed to marry each other. Convert, Mitzri convert. And yet you have a Bnei Shlishi, it's going not going after the Pagum, but going after the Zakar. So my says, Tana Kol Makom Dereshu, let's do it. That's what the whole Kol Makom Dereshu comes to include, that additional case. Uravdimi Damar Sheni Havi. Uravdimi argues over there and says, no, that when you have a Mitzri Sheni and a Mitzri Rishona, the child goes after the mother, right? Goes after the Pagum, or the worst of the two of them, and therefore the child is only a Sheni, Mitzri Sheni. That's exactly right. Ezezu and the examples that are listed, enumerated there, are mutative. Right, exactly. Where it says, Vayika, what about the additional case of the Chiat, the Rav, and Amar of Yochanan, Be'umot, Halach Achar Azachar, non-Jews, you go after the male, Nidgairu, once they convert, Halach Achar Apagum Shebishnehem, you go after the worst of the two of them. The Gemara is going to come on later to explain what this case is. We're going to go back to this. We're going to have a group and explain it, so I'll leave it for right now. So Tana Ezezu Limutehai. That's exactly. We have Ezezu to exclude this case. So now Gemara says, Mai. Hi Mai. Iyamar. I'm saying Limutehai. Hi Mai. What do we explain? Iyamar Bishlama Matnis and Rabbi Yehuda. If you say the author of our mission is Rabbi Yehuda, going back to Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, about a ger that marries a mamzeret, right? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's a permitted marriage, a permissible marriage, whereas Rabbi Yehuda, that's an impermissible marriage. Right, so if we go back to saying it's Rabbi Yehuda, it says it's an impermissible marriage. Then Kol Makom Dereisha, the Kol Makom Dereisha Latuye Yisrael Shenasa Chalala, like Rabbi Dusai, right? The Kol Makom of the Mishnah will include a Yisrael that married Yisrael that married a Chalala, that's fine. And the Rabba Bar Barchana, and Rabba Bar Barchana who says that a Mitzri Sheni that marries a Mitzri Rishona goes after the male and becomes a Mitzri Shlishi. So those two cases are cases where we have good Kiddushin, no Aveira, and the child follows the male in this category, right? Yisrael the Chalalala, and Mitzri Rishani to a Mitzri Rishona. All the cases we follow the male, those will all be included by the Kol Makom of the ratio. Ezezu, the Ezezu the Mute comes to exclude the Rabdimi. Right? Rabdimi is the case of, what? Either Rabdimi is the case where you have a Mitzri Shani that marries a Mitzri Rishona. So obviously, if you hold like Rabdimi, then you can't have Rabba Bar Chana be in the Kol Makom of the Mishnah. It means, you have to pick one of the two to be there, right? So then the Ezezu, they move to Rabdimi, V'Rabin, Amar V'Rabin. And the case of Rabin, that Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that'll come to exclude those two cases. The Kol Makom and the Seifa comes to a Geir, Shenanitza Mamzeret. That's the case of Yehuda believes when a Geir marries a Mamzeret, that's a inappropriate marriage. If it's an inappropriate marriage, you go after, or there's an aveir in that, you go after the pagum shebahem, you go after the one that's not good. Therefore, the child will be a mamzer. Ela yamar Rabbi Yosi. If you say Rabbi Yosi is the author of our Mishnah, the Kol Makom Dereisha Kedamran. According to Rabbi Yosi, you can learn the Kol Makom Dereisha to include the similar cases that what we suggested before, which is either right. Kol Makom is to include Yisrael Shnasa Chalala and the case of Rabbi Barchana. If you hold the Rabbi Barchana versus Rabbi Dimi, right, then they call the Ezezu of Kedamran. Again, the Ezezu, which is either exclude the case of Rabbi Dimi, right, if you don't hold like Rabbi Barchana, or exclude the case of Rabbi Avraham Rabbi Yochanan. But Kol Makom the Sefer, let's say, what about the Kol Makom the Sefer? According to Rabbi Yossi, that doesn't fit into the category of Kol Makom the Sefer, because he believes that a ger that marries a mamzeret is a permissible marriage, so you can't be including Kol Makom the Sefer. Marzez Lutameich, right? This is David's question. Rabbi Yehuda, Ezezu the Sefer Lomali. What's the Ezezu of the Sefer come to exclude? El Aydi the Tana Reisha Ezezu, Tana Sefer Ezezu. It's to do with the parallel structure of the Mishnah. If that's the case, then you can answer the same thing for Rabbi Yossi. Hachanami, Aydi the Tana Reisha Kol Makom, Tani Nami Sefer Kol Makom. Alright, so that's how the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda can be the authors of our Mishnah, and we'll use the Kol Makom and the Ezezu to include cases that are not explicit in the Mishnah, or to exclude cases that are not, don't fit into the klal of the Mishnah. So Gufa. Now we have to explain this position of Kiyat Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. What is this case of Am Rabbi Yochanan? Be'umot halacha kara zachar. When it comes to umot, we go after the male when they're non-Jews. Nidgayru halacha rapagum shebenehem. If they are converted, we go after the worst of the two. So my be'umot halacha kara zachar. What does it mean that you go after the male when it comes to the non-Jews? Meaning that what type of yichus are we talking about here? What yichus is there with non-Jews? Right, they're all in the same category, right? Non-Jews. It shouldn't matter whether Zachar, right, Zachar or right. So what the difference is? Kidatanya, right? It matters because they're bright. Minayin lechemin umotus we've seen before that if you have someone from another nation, shibala knanit, right, and marries a knanite woman or shibala knanite, will lead ben and have a child, shatara shel knoto ve'eved, that you're permitted to take them as an eved knani. Knani is a general term for all right nations. How do you know you can take him? Because what's the din of a knani? The din of a knani or knani that's not an Eretz Yisrael is lotu chayek lo neshama, right? That they have to be eliminated, right? Obliterated. So that the only time you can take an eved knani, quote unquote, is from nations that are outside of Canaan. Now, what happens if you have a mixed marriage here? Yeah, if the woman is from Canaan and the man is from outside of Canaan, the child that's born to such a right, such a marriage, is that child qualified to be an eved knani, or is that child under the category of lo techayek kol neshama? So the Gemara says here, that's what it means. Holecha char zakar. Go after the male. The male who is from outside of Canaan makes the child into someone that they can use as an eved knani. Tamad lomar. So the pasuk says here, this is we've seen before from Vayikra Perkav Hei. There the pasuk says in Mamdalet va'avducha v'yamatcha asher yulach meita goyim asher tzivotechem mehem tiknu. When you want to have an Eved and Amah, you take them from the nations that are around you. Eved v'Amah. V'gam b'bnei atoshavim hagarim imachem. Also from the people that are living among you. Mehem tiknu. Right, from them you buy. So that's what the Gemara says. It says, v'gam b'bnei atoshavim hagarim imachem mehem tiknu. So what do you mean? What are b'nei atoshavim that live with you? B'nei atoshavim has to go from the pasuk before. What did the pasuk before say? V'abdechal matkash yulecha meita goyim asher tzivotechem. If they come from the nations around you, the Toshavim, then they are, if these people are settled in land, came from those foreign nations, then it's permitted to take them as Avadim. So where it says, Yacholach Evet Shibal Shibcha Min HaUmot. So what you would think? You would think, what happens if you have a male Knani that gets married to a female outside Knan, right person? So you would think that also should be permissible. So Tamad Lomar, what is the supposed to say? Go lead Bench HaTosha, the Knob Evet. Tamad Lomar, Shel Bidu Be'artzechem. That are born in your land. Only those that are born in your land, right, you're permitted to take as avadim, but not from those that live or reside, that their residence is in the land. And that's what it says in the pasuk. It says, that are born in your land. So what is born in your land? Born in your land means that you had a male who came from outside of Canaan, and he married a Canaanite woman. When he marries a Canaanite woman, then the child that's born there is born of a person from a couple that is, right, minha garim, right, that not from those that live there, but b'nei atoshavim, those that settled there. this man came and settled in Canaan, and that he's born in the country. Not that he lives in the country, but he's born out of this country. Whereas India, it's the other way around, where it's the male who's residing here in Canaan, and he takes a wife that's a female from outside of the country, then those people are, what? Hagarimi machem. Right, that is born to what? Someone who is living here, not someone who is a tushab, a resident here. And therefore that would be considered pasul. So here's the case of, from the non-Jewish nation, what is the difference of a zakar? It always goes after the male. If the male is from outside of Canaan, then the child is permitted to be an Eved Canaanite. If the male is from inside of Canaan, then the child goes after the Canaanite, and then he'll be under the lotichayek on the Shema. Right, that they have to be eliminated, and they won't qualify to be, quote-unquote, Eved Canaanite, because they're supposed to be, right, wiped out. So now, what about the second half of the statement of Rabbi Amayogu? Nitz gairu, alachakar pakum shibshneem. If they convert, right, what's the din? B'mai, what's it? Ilema b'mitri shenafta amonit. What's the case here? You have a mitri that married an amonit. My pagum ika, right? There is nothing wrong with this marriage. When you have a mitri and amonit, what's wrong here? Right? Ika amoni v'lo amonit. A Ammonite woman is totally permissible to join the kahal. So here when the Gemara suggests that you go akar pagum shibahem indicates that both of them are problematic, but you go after the pagum, the worst of the two. But if you say that it's a mitri married to Ammonite, the Ammonite woman has no pagam with her. She's totally permissible to join Kalashem. And therefore, when you have a mitri and Ammonite, there's only one person who's a problem, that's a problem, that's the mitri. So that can't be the case that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan's address. Rashi says, it says, Pagum Lashon Rabim, Umashma Dimidi, the Meshkaka State Pagam, the Kabbai Tavayu Kamar. As he says, that both of them are, that's the Lashon of Pagum Shibahem, indicates that there's a plural, Shibahem, that the Pagam is going on both of them, but the poor Pagum of the two, right, is what it goes after. That's the way Rashi reads it, that's why the Gemara rejects Ammonite over here. Right, so now it has to be a case of Ammonite and Asamitri, so they're both now problematic.
Wait a minute,
is
it Ammonite and Asamitri? Two guys.
No, now they converted. They both converted.
Oh.
They both converted, and now you have an Ammoni that's marrying a Mitzrit. So an Ammoni is not allowed to join Kal Hashem forever. A Mitzrit is allowed to join the Dor Shlishi. So v'izachar, right? So if there's a male born to this couple, then we throw it after the father. Why? Because the father is an Ammoni. If the father is an Ammoni, then it's bailed out. So then we go to, what's the negative of the two? If you have a male child from this marriage, then you throw him after the father because that'll make him asur leolam. V'ine kevav, you have to have a female, if they have a daughter, shadja batras gav, then we throw it after the woman. Why? If we throw her after the father, she's going to be permissible right away because she's an ammonit velo ammonit, right? Ammonit velo ammonit. So she'll be permissible right away. So we throw her after the mystery. She has to wait until her child will be permissible to join because then it'll be dor shlishi. Again, you go Akar Shibagumahem. Go after the worst of the two possibilities. So this would be an amazing case. You have a Ammoni that marries a Mitzrit, and they have a son and a daughter. The son will not be permitted to join the Kahal,
right,
and the daughter's child will be able will be permitted, right, to join the Kahal and the third generation. These are the worst of the two situations. So the same family, right, the male and the female will have different dinim. So it's similar, we had this similar by the Kalal, by Rabbi Gustai. Right. So you have a Kohen Kalal that marries a Bat Israel, we said over there that the daughter is permitted and the son is not permitted. So again, you'll have the same type of setup. Alright. Kosher in law love Kiddushin. So that is the case where you have no Kiddushin. So Gemara wants to know, Menachan and Mile. How do you know when you cannot forge Kiddushin? Right? How do you know in these instances that Kiddushin are not toasted? So really, the question of the Gemara here is not why. When you have a rayot, someone who's a chiyuv kares, or chiyuv misa based in, that if you marry them, the offspring is a mamzer. Right? That's not the question. The Gemara knows that. It's the Gemara in Yevamos, we learn, v'lo yigaleh k'naf aviv, and then afterwards, the pasuk says, v'lo yigaleh mamzer b'kal Hashem. There's a smichu de parshiyot between one of their rayot and mamzerut, and from there we know that all their rayot, right, are considered or classified as mamzerin. Gemara's question wants to know is, how do you know that kedushin are not toasted by a mamzer? Right, when you have these production, when you produce this type of marriage, how do you know the kedushin are not toasted? Maybe the kedushin are toasted, and you still produce a mamzer from the smichut aparshio. So toasted says that it's a double parshio throughout shot, that the reason that someone is a mamzer is because kedushin are toasted. The two are hand in hand. The reason that a child is a mamzer is because the kedushin are not toasted. How do I know that? From Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva believes that when you have a Isser lav, that produces the mamzer, and the Gemara knows automatically that Yisraelah don't have Kedushin Tosfim by Rabbi Akiva. Gemara seems to equate the two throughout Shas. So Tosfim says that the question here is only according to, this is amazing, it's only according to Rabbi Yoshua, who believes that Chayvi Lavin and Kritos do not produce mamzerim. That the only Chayvi Mitzas Beisim produce mamzerim. And there, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we know that Kedushin are not toksin by Chiyuvei Karis. So how does he know that if he doesn't have the offspring be a mamzer? So it says like a unique, narrow case that why we're asking about here. Either way, we're asking about why aren't Kedushin toksin. So I'm Rabbi Chir Ba'avar, Rabbi Yochanan, Umatva Mishum Rabbi Yanai. And some say it in the name of Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Acha Breit Rava, Matu Ba Mishum Rabbi Yosef Lili. Said that it was in the name of Rabbi Yosef Lili. Amar Kura, V'yasami Beito, Ba'alcha Ba'ita Li'isha Kher. Right? When he divorces, when he gets rid of her, then she goes out and marries another person. Wa'acherim, V'lo Likrovim. That when she's divorced from this individual, she can only marry, right, a not Karov, someone who is a non-relative. So you see from that it says Vaita, which is a lashon of Kiddushin. Kiddushin only apply to Acherim, people who are not relatives. But if they are relatives, means they are Arayot, then they would be precluded from having Vaita, having Kiddushin. So Matzala Rabbi Abba Be'emo, Lacher below the bed. Just say that what Lacher takes the most narrow Kiddush. What is the closest relative? Right? The closest relative is a son. So if you say that, it means Lacher below the bed. I mean that you can marry, you have to marry non-Kovim, right? But what does it mean, non-Krovim? Krovim means Ben. So you can't marry a son, can't marry into this woman. But anybody else, other Krovim, the son of the father. I mean, the father here is divorced, right? You can't marry, right, the father, or the father, either if the father died, the case where the father died and his wife is left over. In this case, the son can't get involved. You should not focus him for a son. But for other relatives, it would be fine. Mara says, Ben Behejik Tivbez. That we have explicit. That's the case of Loishach Ishet Eshet Aviv. Right, there it says loikach. Loikach means you cannot have kicha, you cannot have kiddushin, right, of the father's wife. So acher lamali, so what's the plus of acher coming to teach me? Must mean shmainel acherim below the krovim, comes to teach me that relatives are precluded from establishing kiddushin. Right, it says ve'ema idu idu leben. Let's say both of them are for a child. Why? Halachatchila, hadiyevet. Right? Lechatchila, you shouldn't marry such a person. You shouldn't generate kiddushin with them. But maybe if you did, it would be tofes. Comes the second bus to tell you that it's not tofes. So you know both took him to teach you by a child. Number one, that you're not allowed to create kedushin. Number two is if you do, it doesn't work. Where it says the chaskila machut isha nafka. The chaskila we learn out from a sister of a wife. Machut isha bekareis. So where by machut isha it also uses the term lotikach. And since it learns the term lotikach, we already know that machut isha bekareis loket tekadesh. Chavi mitzvot beizin lo koshukei. People that are going to be put to death, Mrs. Dazen, certainly should be included in this category. And therefore now, the Chatzchila, to know the Chatzchila that you shouldn't have Kiddushin, that we learn from the Binyan Ab, or Meimatzinu from Achot Isha. So that the Kiddushin shouldn't create Kiddushin. The fact that Bizyebed, we don't create Kiddushin, that we learn from Lo Yitak Ish, Edeshid Abid, for Ben. So now we have the extra Pasuk of Vaitali Ishacher. If that's left over, that teaches that relatives do not have Kiddushin, but others do have kiddushin. Right? Says ve'im eidiv eidi b'achol tisha. Say that we need both psukim for.
You don't hold on to the kashan teretz before was what?
Is what the kashan teretz is that why don't we need it for achol tisha? That we can learn out lechatchila from achol tisha. The fact that relatives cannot marry lechatchila create kiddushin. We'll learn out from achol tisha, and then bid the eved for a son. Before you said you need both psukim. They teach you b'di'evit by a son. L'chatzila and b'di'evit by a son. Right? There's l'chatzila we don't need a pasuk for because we can learn that out from Achot Isha. Because by Achot Isha it says lo tikach. And we'll say by them, and certainly if by a Achot Isha, which is a chiyuv kareis, you shouldn't create kiddushin, then certainly by a son, which is a chiyuv mitzvah beis, then you shouldn't create, right? You shouldn't create kiddushin. Right? And therefore you need one more pasuk to teach you b'di'evit by a son. And you have an extra pasuk left over. If you have an extra pasuk left over, you use that to tell you all relatives cannot forge kiddushin. Gemara says, "Wait a minute. How do you know the chatzila and b'di'evit by achot isha? You need that for the chatzila by achot isha." Gemara says, "Ma achot isha." So the Gemara says over here, "Says ein achanami." You're right. That's what we need it for. So that's what we need it for. Now we have no pasuk left over for a ben for krovim. Why? Because the pasuk by achot isha is going to teach us the chatzila, right? Achot isha, can I get married? The pasuk by a son is going to teach us lechatchila you shouldn't have kiddushin with a son. The pasuk by achol tisha by acherim and not krovim is going to teach us b'diyeder by a achol tisha that the kiddushin are not tosin, or even by a ben it's not tosin. We now have no pasuk now to teach us that krovim, right, do not generate kiddushin. It says ashkechan achol tisha sharayot minala. If that's the case, where are we going to know out the rest of our rayot? Yafin and Machotisha. No, we're going to have a learning out from Machotisha. Ma Achotisha miyuchedet. She erva b'chayvim nagdona karet v'ashigiga katat v'lo tapsiba kiddushin av koshi erva b'chayvim nagdona karet v'ashigiga katat lo tapsiba kiddushin. So that we're going to have a binyana from Achotisha. So it says bishlama kula atyan. That works for every other case except for eshedish v'eshedah. That you can learn every other arayot from Achol Tisha except for two exceptions. What are those? Eshed Ish and Eshed Ach. Why? Ikul Mitzvah. Mal Achol Tisha shekein laheter b'makom mitzvah. When you have Achol Tisha, it doesn't work. The arayot are not suspended when it comes to Yibum. On the other hand, Eshed Ach is suspended when it comes to Yibum. There's a kula in Eshed Ach that won't allow you to learn it out of Achol Tisha. And same to Yeshed laheter b'makom mitzvah. Eshed Ish Nami. Eshed Ish has a kula. What's that? Ikla Mitra. Malacharach she'en laheter b'chayei ozran. That an Achol Tisha is never permitted, even after you divorce, right, is never permitted to you as long as the former wife is still alive. Tomar b'Eshed Ish, yesh laheter b'chayei ozran. If you divorce a woman, then an Eshed Ish becomes permitted to you. So both of those have a kula associated with it, then you can't learn it out from Achol Tisha. So Gemara says in the end, we're going to learn it out from a Hekesh. So if you're not learning if a binyan or made masino, then when you already have a hekesh, the hekesh overrides any tirchot that you're going to have. So the hekesh says, whatever is in arayot, this is the din. So just like by a achol tisha, there is no kiddushin. So too, but arayot, all arayot will be included under this category because of this hekesh, that all arayot do not have kiddushin. So tomorrow we'll get to what the Gemara is going to ask, Nida. Nida is in that parsha. And yet we know that Nida, the kiddushin are tosin, but so how can you make a general statement or hekesh that includes everything? That the Gemara has to do tomorrow. Yeah.